that they can try to do to, my daughter's had a lot of spasms, and she is in a lot of pain with them, and we had to stretch her legs back, she's got long legs, and really hold it, and then she'll say, let go, and she's in tears, and then she wants a pain pill, and that's kind of like, just happened in the last year that it happened, and it's really stressful for her, and I just wondered if there's anything that's causing it, and she's 39, and she was diagnosed at age 11.
Okay, I was going to ask how old she is and if she was still ambulatory.
No.
You know, with disease progression, those upper motor neuron features can become more dominant and can cause spasms and spasticity, which can be very painful. Also, if she's not ambulatory and she's not using the muscles, that sets them up for painful spasms and cramps. Is she exercising? Is she stretching every day?
Yeah, she stretches every day and she goes back and forth with her arms and she gets stretched 3 times a day by her CNAs.
Is she on antispasticity medication?
She takes ibuprofen, I have a couple of that.
Cyclobenzaprine.
And she takes Prozac for her speech, which has really worked
well
for her because I know someone else who's like 43 this year doesn't take Prozac because he gave him nightmares. And it's just amazing the difference. And I think she takes the Rotten also. But I heard him, I didn't have anyway, you can't take baclofen with your Rotten, can you?
Sure.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And she might, if they're common enough, a small amount of baclofen at night, because it may affect your sleepiness, might be enough to keep that. Is it, does it make her sleepier than it helps her out? Simple question.
I don't know. She's on quite a bit of the ibuprofen. She just recently got her, it got it increased.
Adenine?
Yeah.
Okay. So that won't interact with anything. So it's a separate element.